Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Folks, understand, these protesters aren't just endorsed by Hamas. They're not just pro-terrorists. Do you realize that Hamas has endorsed the protest? They are a designated terror group of the State Department of the United States of America. I never thought I'd see anything like this. This is plum crazy stuff. But lest you think this is just about the Palestinian issue and some other stuff you don't care about, Israel, blah, blah, it's not. Two videos out this morning prove it. Folks, I've been saying this, God help America in 20 years when these are elected leaders. This is who is taking over the Democrat Party. In the first one, you can see both of these, by the way, on my Twitter feed if you want to watch their powerful videos. Ami Horowitz, a journalist for the Daily Wire, we've covered a lot of his work in the past, wanted to find out what would happen. He's Jewish. Look, he didn't want to be beaten, so he didn't carry an Israeli flag, okay? He wanted to find out if he just peacefully walked by with an American flag, what would they do? You ever seen the movie The Exorcist? Yeah. They reacted kind of like the kid to the cross when they were forced to view an American flag. They immediately, and you can see this on video, run up to him, steal his flag, kick, punch, and beat him. And then the story gets really interesting. Just for carrying the flag. He didn't say anything. He didn't have any slogans. Just for carrying the flag. Who do you want to bet the police detained? Him. The video ends with the police officer explaining that we just need to give him some space to cool down. The police watched him get punched, kicked, and beaten and have his flag stolen. And they were cool. Because they get it. They are with the program. They know how it works in America now. Dual justice system. If the liberal is mad, you just stand back and let him beat whoever he wants to beat. Because he is always right. And you know what you're watching? That's democracy. It's whatever the mob wants. If the mob wants you curb stomped into the ground and bleeding, then the mob gets that if they're Democrats. If it's us, then we just go to prison. The police detain him. And at the end of the video, you can see it's 6 minutes long on my Twitter feed. Ami Horowitz is ordered not to return to the protest because he has different views. No one is arrested. They are allowed to beat him and steal his flag. You are watching the Democrat template for democracy in America. And it didn't just happen at CUNY. No, it happened right up in North Carolina. You see, this video, I got this up on the feed too. And I like this story. This is at UNC Chapel Hill. The lunatic protesters took the flag down, put up a Palestinian flag. The university's interim chancellor, a person who actually seems to have some common sense, Lee Roberts, was like, no. He walked out there to the flagpole on the quad. I know it well because I went there and said, no, we're not doing this. And he took down the Palestinian flag, put the U.S. flag back up, right? That's where most of the news reports stop. It's what happened after. That's a big deal. Because when he left the scene, the Palestinian protesters immediately start putting the Palestinian flag back up. Well, there were Jewish students protesting nearby and others just walking by. Here's one of them, Guillermo Estrada. He said, when I walked to class, I saw the Palestinian flag raised again on our quad flagpole. I was immediately upset at the act of these protesters. He says, it upset me. My country's flag was being disrespected because they were pulling the American flag down. It was hitting the ground. It was like touching the ground. So Roberts comes out with police officers. That's what it takes. You need police to confront them, hangs the American flag once more, but then they, you know, and, oh, and then he says, so the chancellor comes out, they hang the flag again. Listen to this. They were met. This is the interim chancellor. The interim chancellor was met with, quote, profanity, middle fingers, thrown bottles and rocks and water. And he raises the flag again. Nope, we're putting the flag again. The Greek community began singing the national anthem as the flag goes up again. The chancellor leaves. The quad erupts into chaos as the Palestinian protesters begin removing the American flag again, preparing to destroy it. He says, my fraternity brother and others ran over to hold it up in order that it not touch the ground. When they did it, the same people began throwing water bottles, rocks, sticks at us and calling us profane names. They stood for an hour defending the flag as they were pummeled with rocks and sticks, kicked, spat upon, and beaten. This is the left. This is who will be running the Democrat Party in 10 to 20 years if we let them. The kind of lunatics who feel so entitled, so privileged, because they are the only ones with real privilege in America right now, so liberal privileged that they can throw bottles and rocks, profanity, middle fingers, and spit on the interim chancellor of UNC Chapel Hill. They think they have that right because that guy dares to take their Palestinian flag down, put the American flag back up. And in order to even deal with him, he has to be flanked with police officers. Folks, this is the United States of America. What is happening to rule of law in our country? This is so much bigger than Palestine or Israel or any of that. You're watching a capitulation here, not just of Republican leaders who've been very timid, and, you know, also funding Hamas, because that's the new thing we do now. We join with Chuck Schumer to fund Hamas. You're watching Democrat leaders capitulate, too, to the idea that if their base gets mad, they can become violent. And that is okay. It is okay to become violent. Here's Rabbi Aryeh Lighthouse on this.
It's very clear who is not saying anything. The president hasn't said anything. Secretary Blinken hasn't said anything. Chuck Schumer hasn't said anything. Just replace Jew with any other minority in this circumstance, and what would the reaction be by any elected leader anywhere in the United States of America? And when you sit in the Jewish homeland of Israel and you don't hear those same voices.
And look, the Columbia University protester who was defending the building that they, you know, busted the windows in and stole, said it the best. They understand how this system works now in America.
What will you guys do when the police come right in here and, you know, end up maybe handcuffing people and arresting them?
We'll do what we always done. We'll get arrested, just like the criminals in the subway. They're always right back out in 24 hours.
Yeah, Democrat Party's got my back. They got my back. They let me right out. I beat whoever I want to. I can break into wherever I want to. I am a Democrat. I have liberal privilege. So understand who these people are, folks. This is how, if you just walk by them with a flag, they now feel entitled to beat you. Can you even imagine what it'll be like when they're running the Democrat Party? Because they will be. They will be in 10 to 20 years. You know who said that overnight? Elon Musk. Elon Musk pointed that out. That this is who will be running the Democrat Party. And you know what else he said? Because this is so true. I can't believe I'm watching this after all these years growing up, learning about Nazi Germany and what precipitated the mass murder of 6 million Jews. But here's what Elon Musk tweeted, and it was very powerful. He said, the young on the left are obviously already openly anti-Semitic. As they grow in seniority, this will become the entire left. I thought for sure learning about the Holocaust in school would be enough, but for the left, it's not. It's not.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.